Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you were on the search committee looking for a preacher for the congregation you attend, and you received the following resume, what would be your reaction? Since I began to preach, everywhere I have gone, I have created a great amount of controversy. During one of my sermons, some prominent religious leaders came to hear me. I said to them, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance." During another of my sermons, I singled out specific groups in my audience and gave them instructions regarding their conduct. For example, when the tax gatherers asked what they were supposed to do, I said to them, "Exact no more than that which is appointed you." I even challenged the king by telling him that he had no right to have his brother's wife. "My clothing might not fit in with your congregation. I wear clothes made of leather and camel's hair. Besides, I eat locusts and wild honey." At what point in the resume would you have thrown it into the wastebasket? Surely a church as sophisticated, tolerant, and educated as we are would not even consider a preacher like the one I have just described. Do you know what many modern churches would say? "That preacher would not fit in with the members of this church and with our community." And you know what? They are right. John the Baptist did not fit in with the people of the first century, and almost certainly would not fit in with many modern churches, including many churches of Christ. We do not want to be told the truth, even though we know that only the truth can set men free. John 8:32. After all, we do not want to hurt anyone's feelings. We do not want our fellow citizens to think that we are intolerant. Two of John's disciples came to Jesus to learn if he were the one who was to come or if they should look for another. Our Lord furnished proof that he was the long-expected Messiah. As the two disciples were departing to return to John, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses." Matthew 11:7-8. Jesus was being somewhat sarcastic in asking these questions. John the Baptist was unquestionably one of the most courageous and uncompromising preachers who ever lived. He did not hesitate for one moment to condemn sin wherever it appeared. And he was not a man dressed in soft raiment. He was a man of the wilderness, and dressed in unusual ways, and ate unusual food. But he was one of the greatest men who ever walked on God's footstool. Because of his unusual lifestyle, John the Baptist is often pictured in movies as a raving maniac. I remember seeing one movie on the life of Christ, where John was shown to be yelling and screaming like a laughing hyena. He looked like someone who had just come down from the trees. His hair appeared never to have been combed. John's preaching and lifestyle find a little appreciation in Hollywood. But few men in the history of the world were more faithful to their calling than John the Baptist. If you have any doubt about that, please listen to what the Lord said about him. "Verily I say unto you, among them who are born of women, there has not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John." Matthew 11:11. I wonder how much modern men have progressed beyond the people who saw and heard John. Would we endure the kind of preaching John did to the religious leaders and to the common people of his day? Or would we demand that John be beheaded, as occurred in the first century? I close today with this brief statement. Would to God we had thousands and thousands of preachers like John the Baptist. Thank you, and may God bless you.